I'm Bree Ripley with Yellowstone Public Radio News. Many wheat farmers facing low prices have turned this year to other crops, including chickpeas and lentils, in hopes of turning a profit. This year's wheat crop of 46 million acres is the smallest since 1919, and it comes after a 2016 crop that was the least profitable in 30 years. Montana, North Dakota, and Nebraska are among the states with significantly fewer wheat acres. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says acres planted in chickpeas, also known as garbanzo beans, are up nearly 86% from last year. Lentils reached a U.S. record of just over 1 million acres planted this year. Chickpeas are the main ingredient in hummus. Lentils are increasingly used in cereal and pasta as a way to boost protein and fiber. U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's dormant campaign committee recently sold a motorhome at a steep discount to a Montana legislator. The sale is prompting questions because it was sold for just half of its apparent $50,000 market value. The Federal Election Commission prohibits the sale of political committee assets below fair market value. Senator Ed Buttrey says he cashed in some stock to buy the RV in June, saying that he got a nice deal for it. He maintains there was nothing improper about the transaction, but acknowledged it might prompt questions, especially because he's in the final vetting stages for a key post in Zinke's Interior Department. The motorhome shuttled Zinke around the state during a failed bid for lieutenant governor and two successful runs for Montana's only congressional seat. There's a deadline for public comments coming up on a proposal to have the state take over management of a section of national forest land. As Nikki Ouellette reports, the comment period ends Thursday.
The Lake County Conservation District wants the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation to manage a 60,000-acre swath of the Flathead National Forest and use timber sales on it to help fund local conservation efforts. The district has been studying and refining this plan for the past 6 years. They're wrapping up a public comment period this Thursday. Jim Simpson is the district's board chairman. He says the board has received about 1,200 comments so far.
It's a wide range. What we are seeing is that there is a theme, almost a carbon copy theme, from comments that are coming in, and we suspect there may be one or two people coordinating those comments and those responses.
Of the 1,200 comments received, less than 400 are from people living in Lake County or the Swan Valley. Simpson says the local comments split roughly 50-50 in favor and opposed to the so-called Swan Forest Initiative. Proponents say the proposal would address the district's chronic lack of funding by funneling revenue from timber sales into state-mandated soil and water projects. Opponents argue the proposal is a thinly veiled attempt to transfer federal public lands to the state or private interests. Simpson says that's not the case.
Familiarize yourself with the concept and then email us your opinion. Should we go forward or should we stop?
Moving forward would require Congress to enact legislation outlining the terms of the proposed management transfer. The Lake County Conservation District's board is accepting comments through Thursday and will vote on September 14th whether to contact members of Montana's Washington delegation or lay the proposal to rest. More information about the Swan Forest Initiative and how to submit a comment is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
Montana farmers planted fewer acres of wheat this year than they have in the past, thanks to significantly lower prices last year for the crop. This year's crop across the country is just under 46 million acres, the smallest since 1919. Despite the drought and low prices for wheat, there is some good news for Montana wheat farmers, says Vice President of Montana Wheat and Barley Committee, Colin Waters.
The Montana crop is it's looking really good quality-wise, although we've definitely seen some decreases in yield potential due to drought, and we've definitely seen some significant reduction in acreage, too. And that's primarily because of the price that we saw in the fall, last fall, and then also in the spring.
Some level of drought, moderate, severe, extreme, or exceptional, now covers nearly 90% of Montana. University of Wyoming is looking to add a tourism bachelor's degree program in an effort to help diversify the state's economy. The Laramie Boomerang reports the university hired someone this week to develop the curriculum and oversee the establishment of the program. It's all waiting the approval from the Board of Trustees. Officials expect the program to be a partnership between the Hobbs School of Environment and Natural Resources and the College of Business, and focus on natural resources recreation and tourism. Officials hope to have the tourism program ready for students by fall 2018. This is YPR News.